Well, hello there. Welcome back to another episode of your favorite Star Wars podcast. I mean, your favorite geeky podcast. That's right. This is the Geek Boutique. This is episode, what again? 130?
One something. 000? I don't know. 1,000.
I don't know, man. Like, it feels like we've been doing this for like 14 years now.
11 million.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. We're going to be talking about May the 4th today because, of course, this is May the 4th week. Actually, we are now May the 2nd. May the 4th is in 2 days. It's going to be party time in 2 days in London, Ontario, folks. So we're going to be talking all about that before we do get into that, of course. My compadre, my companion, my co-host, my brother, Mr. Akka. How's it going, Jeff?
Mr. Akka. Hello, world. Yeah, we're getting there, man. We're like literally 2 days away. Like, this is the end of Thursday. So that's what we said we're going to do for this one. We're going to talk about May the 4th. So this one will likely be like a shorter podcast. Like, we're obviously not going to be talking for like an hour and 20 minutes about May the 4th. But I think we're going to get a chance to like really break down all the different components that are going into it, all the different activities that we have planned for it. Just a little, instead of just like spending 5 minutes on the podcast rifling through everything, we're going to take you guys a little bit deeper into what the plan is, I guess, for Star Wars. Remember, I like the wars, but I live the Trek. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, we've encouraged people to show up in their Trek if they want to. This isn't the 1980s. You don't have to choose anymore. You can like both. It's okay now. Mm-hmm. So, and you're certainly not going to get, like, look at his name. Look at, it's 1701. Like, you're not going to get any grief from any of us on the Trek side of things. We fucking love Trek, man. So,
talking about Trek, before we get into May the 4th, can we talk about Star Trek for a second?
Not if you want to keep any viewers on this podcast.
Who the hell is in the comments here is watching Star Trek Discovery right now? I want to know. I want to know who's watching Discovery. I want to know who's still watching Star Trek Discovery. And what you guys are thinking of this new season. I have some thoughts.
You usually do when it comes to Discovery.
You might be surprised though of my thoughts. I mean, obviously, Jeff, you've been watching it. What did you think?
I'm 2 weeks behind.
Okay.
Because the Stanley Cup playoffs are on right now, and it's kind of usurping all of my free time. So, I didn't watch last
this week.
That's good. Yeah, I've enjoyed the three episodes that I've seen. I just haven't seen 4 and 5. So,
yeah, I mean, listen, I'm pleasantly surprised with the way Discovery is going this year. There are still some sappy moments that, you know what, I don't really care for. But overall, it's way better than it was. The whole end of the universe, you know, every year it's the end of the universe for a different reason. Mm-hmm. That in itself is getting a little old, but I really like though how they were able to bring more of an episodic style show within that ongoing storyline.
Right.
They're doing a good job at that this year.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I think that's kind of the problem with a serialized show is you have to have it's like the lead up to the event. Like if the Avengers movie was about just a guy that's bad and that's it, then it doesn't really matter. You know what I mean? Like
right.
You kind of have to raise the stakes when it's serialized like that. But yeah, I don't know. I like how it was a throwback to an episode that was on TNG like 30 years ago too. That's the reason why they're doing what they're doing and everything else. I've liked the show right from the start. Season three ended was terrible. Season 4 was decent, but largely forgettable. I thought seasons 1 and 2 were bangers, and season 5 so far has been really good too.
Sure, the better seasons. Season 2 being by far the best one.
Hey, my beautiful people. Hey, Eric, what's going on? Discovery.
Hell no.
It might be the most divisive. I would have said Enterprise before Discovery, but Discovery might be the most divisive of the Treks that has ever been, as far as the shows go anyways, because it's very polarizing, right?
Enterprise took the cake, but this one, like, yeah, people either absolutely despise or absolutely freaking love, you know. Mm-hmm. So
I just, for me, it's always like, at least show a modicum of respect, because without Discovery, we wouldn't have Strange New Worlds and Lower Decks and Picard and Section 31. Like, we wouldn't have any of that without Discovery. If Discovery comes out of the gate and it stinks, then there's no more. It's just like The Mandalorian, right? The Mandalorian came out, and now we get all these Star Wars shows because everyone enjoyed The Mandalorian. First 100%. Two seasons of Discovery, everyone liked it. So we got more Trek, and here we are in the what's our friend Tim say? Always like the platinum age of Trek right now, even though we're losing shows left, right, and center now, unfortunately. But hopefully
there's a bunch of new stuff coming, right?
There is some good stuff coming, so hopefully we'll see this. It's just working on the helmet for this weekend. Very cool. Very.
Talking about this weekend, we're not here to talk about Star Trek. We are here to talk about Star Wars Day. That's right.
Star Wars. Yes, we are.
What were you going to do? Are you going to be doing your favorite Star Wars, your favorite Wars song again?
all the wars and the stars. Yeah. It's 2 days from now, which still hasn't really hit me. And someone else said that to me today. They're like, it's only 2 days away. I'm like, no, it's not. It's like, oh shit, it's 2 days away. I was there yesterday. We're having a problem with one of the things that we're doing, and I had to be on hand to kind of help out with it. So yeah, it's now going along swimmingly. So we've got a lot of different things happening this year that we didn't have last year. We're incorporating more things. I think we wanted to make sure last year it felt like, especially from the 3 to 7 block, that we were largely just milling about and just taking pictures, just kind of standing around. So we wanted to make sure there was going to be additional things to do in that time frame. So I think this episode, we're just going to kind of break down the day for you guys and see what you can expect, what time you're going to be there, that type of thing. No one's expecting you guys to show up, by the way, for 3 o'clock and stay till close, because that's just for idiots like us. But,
well, I mean, I kind of am, but
I mean, we are for sure. But we want to give you guys a sense of what the day is going to look like overall. Yeah, instead of just listing things off, we've got a 3 p.m. should be there. We want to make sure you guys have a sense of what's happening and maybe a timeline of things, even though things are still kind of fluid right now. So that's all this episode is looking to do, is break down that for you guys. So as we've mentioned, it is going to be at 3 p.m. is the launch date. The place opens at like 10, I think. Like, that's what I was told, that we could get in if we had to. But we're not starting off with Star Wars Day at the brewery. We're actually starting off with something else entirely. JS, what are we doing to start?
Yeah, actually, maybe we should talk about that quickly. We're starting the day off with Free Comic Book Day, because it is on Saturday, Free Comic Book Day. Yep. Now, for those that don't know, London, of all places, takes the Free Comic Book Day very fucking serious. They are shutting down streets and shit for Free Comic Book Day. So, hey, we're going to be there. So we're going to all dress up. Well, I'm hoping everybody that's going to be in London is going to be willing to get up in the morning, get dressed up, and let's go hit up Free Comic Book Day in our Star Wars costume, promote the event, take some pictures with some kids, and maybe get some free comic books, you know? Christina's saying it's going to rain on Saturday. I mean, maybe. Well, we'll have to see.
We may have to be judicious in what we're doing. And if it's just a light sprinkle, then we'll probably be fine. If it's a torrential downpour, then we may have to skip that. It's not cast in stone.
Yeah.
We just want to go down and help to promote the event, right? Because the proximity of the two places is actually pretty close. Like, it's I don't know if it's stumbling distance, but like it's downtown London to where we're going to be at London Brewing Co-op would probably be like a 20 or 25 minute walk, 30 minute walk at max. So it's close. Right? Like a 5 minute drive. So if we can get down there and even just have a handful of people be like, oh, hey, you guys are doing a Star Wars Day, then that's worth it for us to go down. But not, obviously, if it's pouring rain, we're not going to go, right? Mm-hmm. We're all in costumes. We don't want to have them ruined. So, 3 o'clock. Probably one of the bigger changes this year, though, is going to be the addition of vendors. So we're going to have vendors on site at the place. Now, and as far as the rain goes, by the way, on Saturday, the venue itself, especially where the vendors are on the back patio of the venue, but it's a covered back patio. So it's not going to be a problem if there is rain on Saturday. As far as the vendors are concerned, they're going to be fully covered as far as that goes. So I have a chat going with the vendors, and I'm going to be sending them some pictures that I took when I was just there yesterday. But just so you guys know, as you're going into London Brewing Co-op,
What is parking like for the brewery? Ample paid. Well, I'm going to get to that too. As you're going in through the front doors, there is a park. There's a small parking lot that you can pull into if you're like just picking something up or dropping something off.
I think that's going to be closed down again this year though, because that's probably where they're gonna have a food truck and all that stuff, right?
We weren't going to be using that anyway.
Yeah.
Once you go in the front doors, there's going to be the main seating area at the front, the stage area at the front. Then as you move your way back into the bar, there's the bar itself and the bathrooms. And then there's a whole bunch of seating at the back. And then there's a back exit. And in that back exit is where the back patio is. So that's where all the vendors are going to be. So regardless as if we do Free Comic Book Day or not, I'm going to make sure that I'm there at 1 p.m. no later to assist the vendors to come on in, like our friend Megan. So editor Megan has her business, Valkyrie Customwear. She was the first person to sign up to be a vendor. So she is going to be vending her different, I don't know what all she's doing. I think she's actually trying to get some Star Wars themes things or fantasy themed things that she's going to be bringing. So I don't know what all she's bringing. She's probably bringing some of her jackets and coats, I would assume. But yeah, I haven't gotten a detailed list of her. Well, I mean, the GoPass
skirt that's been all over fucking social media these days. Actually, funny enough, I saw an actual ad of her skirt on, I forget what it was on. Megan, maybe you can let me know, but I'm sure she's going to be bringing her skirts, her jacket, which has been extremely popular. Look at that, Mr. Jeff.
Yeah, that dummy.
Wearing the jacket here.
Yes, sir.
come and check it out because she's probably going to have all that stuff. I didn't realize she was going to have anything new. I know she was talking about trying to do something new, but I didn't realize it was going to be for the...
So I've been making Star Wars capelets, and yep, I'll have my Sylvie jackets as well. So,
well, there you go.
Yep. So a capelet, if you come back out, I think if you scroll down, if I'm not mistaken, the capelet is this guy here. Yeah, that guy there. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's a capelet. So,
yeah.
Acorn capelet. Yep. There you go. Are vendors cash only? My guess is no. I'm assuming if they have a square, I'm assuming some will be cash and some will have a square. Like I know Megan herself has a square. I'm guessing Steph, Red Moon Glassworks, also another one of our vendors, saying hi gang there. I'm assuming they have a square as well. So my guess is it will be some will be cash only and some will have a square. The vendors are handling their own. Yeah, I'll have my square. And I'll have a square reader, says Megan. Yeah. So the vendors are handling. So the vendors have paid their table fees, and those table fees all went to the charity that we're supporting through Dad Club London, which is Ronald McDonald House Charities. But everything after that, they're not. It's not in conjunction with the venue. The venue's not taking any. So they're handling all their sales personally at their table, and that's it. So I'll have a cable. Yeah. Zappa Props has a square. There you go. So I would assume that anybody with like an already established business is going to have a square. There may be some others that are coming just for the events that maybe haven't had a table before that probably won't, but regardless.
Do you want to talk a little bit about the other vendors that are going to be there?
Yes. So let me go over all the different vendors that we have because we had 10, but now we actually have 11 vendors because we have added one recently that I got to go over with everybody. But let me... open up my list of vendors here. So we are going to have, as we've already discussed, so we're going to have Megan with Valkyrie Customwear. We're going to have Steph at Red Moon Glassworks. So if you guys aren't familiar with Red Moon Glassworks, it's etched glasses and flasks and cool stuff like that with a bunch of geek and nerd stuff. Our roving correspondent, our geek in the field, Becca, Not Possible, will be bringing some of her crochet stuff along with her dude, Matt.
She's also been making Star Wars specific crochet things, so that's
she
cool.
Has indeed. My friend Laura has a business called So Ducking Good, where she makes baked goods and she uses duck eggs as opposed to chicken eggs, so it's a richer baked good that she's bringing. So she's bringing all of that. Tracy, our friend, is Playful Cat Creations. She's got a lot of horror themed and horror based stuff, so if you're into horror, she's gonna be there for that. As already mentioned, Paul from Zappa Props. So Zappa Props, obviously dealing in 3D printed props. He'll
really
be there as well. Yep.
Very cool. Yes. Very Paul cool. I didn't realize Paul was going to be there. Okay.
Yep.
I had a feeling they were going to be there. I didn't realize he was going to be vending.
No, he's going to. Well, that's how it works. they said they were going to be there. So I messaged them. I'm like, well, if you're going to be there, hey, FYI, just get a table, dude.
You know.
Yeah, why not, right? Dana, who's been on the podcast before, Dana and Alex, yeah, to talk about the Predator, she will be bringing Day Rock Design as her business. So she's got painted rocks, wood-burned coasters, all kinds of really cool stuff there. Mm-hmm. Allie, who tunes to the podcast quite a bit. I don't see her here now. Allie is coming. Arisu Creative is her account, and she does custom jewelry pieces. Mm-hmm. So she's going to have one. And then Jacob, who I haven't met in person yet, has beard products. The Bearded Lumberjack is what he's called. So he's got a bunch of like balms and oils and combs and all that kind of cool stuff. And then by popular demand, I guess you'd say, our 11th vendor.
Sold out. And maybe we should make the announcement right away, or maybe we should keep it in the bag. I don't know. But
I think we should probably.
TVX. TVX Sabres came to us and said, hey, guys, you know, we really want to do more with you guys, and we really love the London crowd. Do you guys have any extra spots for May the 4th? And we were like, we're not. Yeah,
we've already sold the 10 spots. Like, where were you guys a month ago? But
see what we can do. So we checked with London Brewing Co-op, and they agreed to give them a corner. So TVX Sabres is joining us. So that's right. They're going to be selling some of their cool lightsabers there. Now, maybe I'll keep the rest in the bag for now. Maybe I'm not going to spill those beans just yet, but keep an eye out, because we're going to be doing more stuff with TVX Sabres. We're going to be doing more stuff with TVX Sabres in London. Maybe for London Comic Con. We don't know. We'll see. Keep an eye out.
Yeah. Maybe they can finally hook us up with something.
Well, they might be able to hook people up with something, or someone up with something. Let's leave it at that. So
I want a goddamn lightsaber. Anyways, yeah, so we have all those vendors. So the vendors, by the way, you guys don't have to wait for me or whoever's going to be with me at 1 o'clock. If you need more time to get set up and you're a vendor, and I'm going to say this in the vendor chat, you can get there as early as 10 o'clock. You also don't, I know Megan and Dana are not going to get there till 2 o'clock. So as long as you're ready to go by three, you can walk in at 1:45 if that's what tickles your fancy, as long as you're ready to go by 3 o'clock, and then vend as much or as long as you want. Just make sure you're having a good time and you're having a couple of the beers and you're putting some raffle tickets in there and, you know, all that fun stuff. But guys, do us a favor and obviously make sure you're going out to see the vendors and support them in the back. This is the first time we've tried this. And if this goes very well, then it's obviously something that we would want to perpetuate and do at future events, especially if we can get to a point where the weather is a little bit better and we can start putting vendors even out on the front parking lot area as well as the back, so we can expand it to even more vendors if this goes well and is popular enough. So,
yeah.
As far as parking goes, someone just mentioned parking. So I'm wondering, can you bring up Google Maps by chance? So the venue itself is kind of like at the end of a street. And so if you were to pull into the venue proper, there is a parking spot there, a parking lot there out front of the venue, but it's very small and it literally is meant for pickup and drop off. And for this particular venue, this particular event, they're going to have a food truck there because they don't have a kitchen. So, and the food truck, by the way, is really good. It's called Chow and it's got amazing food, Italian food, but also some other stuff as well. As a result, you probably won't be able to park there. Even the vendors will likely not be able to park there to unload. So I have two different parking things to tell you. First of all, to answer Andrew's question, the parking is free. So as you're coming down the street to go to the venue, on the left, you would see the actual venue itself, London Brewing Co-op. On the right is a giant fenced area. That's the public parking spots. So
yeah, it's literally across the street, guys. He's making a long story.
He is.
There's a big, giant, fenced-in parking lot literally right across the street that probably fits like 100 cars.
Yes. So, he is making it a long story. My vendors, though, that are here watching, because there are a few of you, my suggestion to you guys would be go around the corner. The street that it's on. The street that it's on is Berwick Place, but Princess Ave is the street that's in behind, and the entrance to the vendor area is in behind, and there's parking back there and an entrance literally right there that comes right in off the street. So my suggestion to any of the vendors that are here, if you have a lot of stuff to bring in, bring your car around that way, unload from there. You'll be able to unload right into the vendor area and then just take your car and park it in the fenced off area. So,
okay. So just so you guys can actually see here, because it's quite literally Come on. So as you can see, so this is the London Brewing Co-op right here. You can't see my mouse, but
on the left. With the red dot. The left,
where the red dot is, right? Yes. Right here.
Yes.
This kind of space that you can see. Yeah, it sucks that you can't see my mouse, but the kind of space that's on the bottom right of the building, that's kind of its parking lot. That's the actual London Brewery Co-op parking lot. But I think that's going to be closed because we're going to be doing stuff in there. We're going to have people taking pictures. I think the food truck might be in there, et cetera, et cetera. But like I said, across the street is literally a big, giant-ass fenced-in field, right? Actually, you could probably fit a couple thousand cars there.
So the one up at the top here where you see cars parked there, this is what I'm doing if you're watching. I'm pointing at it on the screen like you can see what I'm pointing at. That's how big a fucking idiot I am. On the upper right where you can see that almost weird-looking triangle. So that is one of the parking lots you can use. But then as JS said, that one's directly across. If he moves it down, you can see the other massive parking lot that is also down here. I'm still doing it. I'm literally still doing it with my finger. I'm so stupid.
Where you can park down there.
Yeah, so that's... that's all parking available. Now, if you go back tight into London Brewing Co-op itself, scroll over, a little bit. Okay, so that area that he's parking, that is, and down through there, that is the covered patio area that we're going to be able to have all of our vendors set up. And that Princess Ave, that is the entrance that you would use if you're going to be dropping your stuff off. So... Yeah,
that's the better idea because there's a door back here. There's a way to get into the patio area. Literally.
It's a gate, and I'll make sure it's wide open for the vendors to come in, so it should not be a problem.
Easier to come into here, unload, then go park. Same thing when it's time for you to load back up. Well, I don't know how available it will be to load back up, but...
Well, we'll figure that out. But, I mean, guys, and I'm just like, if you have, like, a tote, like, that's all you're bringing in, then who cares? Just park and bring it in. But if you've got, like, if you're like Megan and you're going to bring 300 coats, then, yeah, you might want to, like, pull into the side there and unload from there. So,
yeah. Or Stephanie, you know, depending on how much she's bringing, you know.
Exactly.
And carafes and all that stuff. I mean, yeah, just pull in on the side for sure. Did you want to talk about the schedule a little bit about, you know?
Yeah. So, like I said, I'll make sure I'm there at 1 o'clock, and then we hit the ground running at 3. Mm-hmm. I was working with Emma. So Emma is probably like, it's a true cooperative where they work, but there's a lot of people, like everybody kind of has a say, but Emma's kind of like the manager. Like she's the one that really kind of organizes everything. We've run everything we've done through Emma, and we had an idea to do bingo this year. So probably around 5 o'clock, we're going to be, the event will start at 3:00. About 5 o'clock, we'll have a bingo. So it'll be like a pictographic bingo. So up on the screen, it will be like a picture of Chewbacca. And your bingo card, if it has a picture of Chewbacca, you hit Chewbacca. And then continue until someone gets a bingo. I don't know if we're doing prizes. I don't know how it's going to work. But that's the basic idea is bingo. I'm sure you all know how bingo works. But instead of like B12, it's going to be like...
Chewie.
Han Solo, right? So love bingo. Yeah, so there you go. So I don't know if you've got to bring dabbers or whatever. Hopefully we'll get all that sorted out. I know Emma was doing the cards today. So I went there yesterday. I had to come up with 75 different distinctive Star Wars things to give her: characters, vehicles, planets, locations, that kind of thing. So I fired off that list to her. She's got it all set and ready to go. So that should be good. That's at 5 o'clock. At 7 o'clock, it's the return of Star Wars trivia. So... the same two guys that host their trivias every Thursday night, who happens to be Emma's husband and her friend, that they pack that place with, and the same two guys that hosted the Star Wars trivia last year, because it was on a Thursday, are hosting the Star Wars trivia this year at 7 o'clock. Again, I believe there will be prizes involved for the winners of the trivia. One thing to note,
buy-in trivia, right?
I think so.
Yeah, it's an actual buy-in trivia with like cash prizes and stuff. Yeah,
It's all done up on the screen, and it's all done electronically. Like, it's not like you're not shouting out answers or writing shit down. It's all done, I'm assuming, through your phones or whatever. Mm-hmm. The problem is last year during the trivia, JS and I were in the back doing the podcast the whole time, so we didn't really get to see a whole lot of the trivia. So, and I've never been there on a Thursday to do trivia because I work for a living, and I have to be up early on a Friday, so there's no way I can do it. And then after the trivia, by the way, we're looking to do a live podcast as well, probably closer to 6 than 7, though, from the venue, so that we can kind of be in between the bingo and the trivia.
Yeah.
So after the bingo and before the trivia, there won't be a hard and fast time, but we want to make sure we go live and we can show everybody the whole thing.
And that's actually, let's stop there and talk about that for a quick second, because you know, we go to conventions and we try to do broadcasts from the convention floors. I think for us, this is our event. So it'd be silly not to do a special live podcast from there. So we're going to do it like we usually do. It's probably not going to be like an hour long podcast, but then again, who knows? I'd love for us to get a chance to chat with all our vendors, to chat with some of the people that are supporting us in this, you know, from London Brewing themselves. Love to chat with the guys from Dad Club again. You know, there's a lot of people that I want to be able to talk to. So who knows? Might actually be a fairly good, you know, podcast.
Yeah, because now we can talk to the individual vendors that are going to be there as well. And
correct.
Yeah,
if you can't you can't be there.
Right.
Keep an eye out for that. Yeah, it'll be live on YouTube here Saturday, probably around 6-ish. Keep an eye out for it.
Yeah, I would think so.
You click the subscribe button and the notification bell. Because if you click on the notification bell, when we go live on Saturday, it'll send you a notification saying, hey, these guys are live.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know if you can see that or not. No, probably not. No. Rhapsody Rebels are going to take the stage at 9 o'clock, so local band. So there's going to be live music as well at 9, and I think they're trying to see if they can throw together some geeky tunes to be able to help that'd out with the mood, with the vibe, if you will. So that's going to be pretty dope. So yeah, like we said, we kind of tried to make it so that it wasn't just hours and hours of us just kind of standing around drinking beer and doing nothing. We want to make sure that there was events going on pretty much all the time. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, all the way throughout that.
Go ahead.
All the way through that entire time, we're also going to have the raffles just like we did last year. So we have a series of prizes involved. There's a bunch of toys that are going to be raffled off. There's Grand Theater tickets. There's London Comic Con tickets. There's Junction City tickets. There's all kinds of different things that we're going to put together in packages just like we did last year. We're going to sell raffle tickets just like we did last year. And just like last year, 100% of the raffle tickets money is going to go towards the charity, which again, working through Dad Club London, going to the Ronald McDonald House charity. So, Crystal, we will miss you. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I wish I could be there, guys. It's a Guelph weekend. No, by all means.
Guys, we should have our square with us on the weekend. So if you want to buy tickets using TAP, you will be able to do that. Keep in mind, that does mean that less money goes to charity, right? So I will encourage everybody to bring cash for the tickets. That does mean that more money goes right to the charity, instead of going to a company that's charging you money just so that you can pay for your tickets.
Well, cash is always king, but
cash is always
king. By the way, if it's between nothing or plastic, we'll still take
the plastic. That's the point I'm trying to make, right?
Yeah.
We'll still have our tap, our square tap, just in case. We are not going to have any merch to sell there, guys. So unless you've already or had already ordered merch ahead of time, and Stephanie, I got you. Then we Geeks & Co. are not going to be selling any merch. That being said, London Brewing Co-op,
there will
be selling. That's right. Our first collab merch, London Brewing Co-op and the Geeks & Co. Star Wars Day Episode 2, May the 4th strikes back with our beer logo on the front, the Twin Suns Light Lemon Lager. Guys, this t-shirt, by the way, so yes, I am the one, well, me and Jen made the t-shirts, but this was a custom commission by London Brewery Co-op. They wanted to be able to commemorate this and sell merch at the event, so we did this for them. Not 100% sure what their price point's going to be at just yet, but these will only be available right there on site. You won't be able to order these online. You won't be able to get these from me. You'll only be able to get them there. There's going to be limited availability because there's only 36 t-shirts available in a number of different sizes. So if you want a t-shirt,
35, because I'm getting one of them fuckers. All right.
There you go. And you'll be there early. So, you know, so make sure folks that you get there a little bit early if you want to get your hands on a t-shirt, and get a t-shirt. It supports the people that supports us. Right. I mean, I think it's important that these people are giving us a spot to go and do this and have fun, and they're giving us a reason to celebrate. So go support these guys, right? 100%. I mean, it's like I said, it helps support us.
Yes.
That being said, on top of having a dope-ass new t-shirt,
we also
we do have a dope-ass new beer. That's right. The Twin Suns Light Lemon Lager, folks. And you friggin' you bastard got to try it yesterday.
You're goddamn right I did. Yeah, I got to try it before some of the employees even got to try it. So as I went there yesterday to work with Emma on sorting out some of the bingo issues, I asked if they had tried it yet. And Lisa was good enough to bring me out a can and let me basically drain it. I wasn't going to give her the can back. Twin Suns is such a good name. Thank you. Yeah, I actually came up with that. Because I wanted to have something that clearly is Star Wars and puts you in mind of Star Wars, but we don't have to worry about any kind of copyright infringement. So initially...
And I want to point out that the logo on there, where you see the Tatooine background there,
yep.
I drew that myself. So that is not in any way... represent, like, it's not a copy of anything, right? It's
right,
my own interpretation of that.
Yep.
So, you know, I just want to say,
yeah, Disney, settle
original
down.
Design,
don't,
original
don't come
design.
After us, Disney. It's fine. yeah, so it's only 4%, so it is a light lager. It is very refreshing. I can tell you that. It's the best comparison that I have for you guys. If you've ever tried like a nice light Mexican beer that already has the lemon or the lime in it, it's exactly like that. So the lemon in it is not sweet, but it's not so tart that it tastes like a sour. It literally just tastes like a nice, light, refreshing light lager that just has a hint of lemon. More than a hint, like a distinctive lemon kind of taste. Rob the back guy saying, uh-huh, yeah. Sure, you hand drew it, JS, uh-huh.
Oh, 100%.
I can feel the Disney lawyers breathing down our backs on this one.
Yeah. I 100% redrew all that.
I did want to address, though, really quickly, especially for those that have been last year, Megan Avery saying, hope they made a double batch of beer this time. So
this is a full batch.
It's my understanding that they'll have at least three times as much. So when I spoke with Matt, I don't know how much is going to be available on tap, but they canned 15 cases. So I'm still going to tell you guys, in particular, if you're looking to take a six-pack home, Buy one as soon as you get there.
Yeah.
Like, don't fucking wait, because I can imagine. I don't know, what's 15 times 24 divided by 6? I'm curious how many six pack. Now, by the way, you don't have to just buy a six, but because I'm probably going to buy a bit more than that of that particular beer. But
yeah, I'm
so 15 times 24. So there's only 360 beers. On can. So that's only 66 packs, guys. I'm willing to bet that there's not going to be any left by the end of the night again. So my suggestion to you would be get a six pack as soon as you get there.
Or a couple.
Yeah, or a couple. So I still haven't even tried it on draft yet. I literally drank that beer in that glass. It was out of that can. But I can tell you it was fucking dope. 66 tanks. Thanks, Matt, guys. Good. Thank you. It's nice. Right. Rob the bad guy and Meg Han all over me on that one. Yeah. What's 360 divided by 6? Durr. It's 60. Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. And we should mention with the beer as well, 50 cents from every beer this year is also getting donated to the charity. Last year, all that beer that we went through, none of it was going to the charity. This year, we reached out to Emma, JS reached out to Emma and asked if there was any way we could have portion of the beer sales go towards the charity, and they are doing that. So here you go, math guys. So if all 360 cans get sold at 50 cents a can, how much money is that going to be donated to the charity?
Well, those 180. Are just the cans. There's also the tap, right?
The tap, that's right. But that's 180 bucks right off the top if all the beer sells.
Right.
Right? In the cans. And then whatever they're going to pour for that evening, too. Mm-hmm. And I plan on drinking several dollars worth of beer as far as the donation goes. So
yeah, I mean I think that's going to be key, right? Is the same thing. I'm going to be buying a couple six packs, putting them in the trunk of the car, and then I'm going to be hitting the tap constantly. Is it true, or did I imagine this, or can you buy a mug at London Brewing Co-op and have your mug there on the wall?
Fork River.
Oh, that was a different spot.
That's a different spot. Yes. They have a Stein Club at Fork River. Jack Astor's, Stein I think, has the Club. Same thing. I think Jack right. Astor's has a Stein Club or whatever. Mm. Yeah, no. Unfortunately, London Brewing Cup does not have that. So,
they did.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So that's very cool. So, I mean, by the way, guys, if you've got kids, kids are welcome. Like, I don't know if after a certain time they're not, but I know definitely through the day, kids are absolutely welcome to be there. There are kids in there. There's not like a shit ton of kids, but there are kids that are in and out of there through the day all the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So bring the kids. We're going to have a lot of really cool cosplayers coming in. A lot of fantastic individual people that are going to be joining us from far and wide this year. Mm-hmm. The event felt very local last year, which is great. And all the local people are coming out again. So my local Londonites, thank you so much for coming out and supporting this. But we're also getting some people in from the Schwa, from Toronto, from Kitchener. So people are coming in to do this. So I work in money and I'm so bad at math. It's all right. It's all good. It's all good, Crystal. Yeah, $180. That's what I said. Yeah, so I think we're okay there. That's assuming all the cans sell, and I can't imagine they're not all going to sell. Yeah, man. I don't know. I'm very excited. I think it's going to be there. Very, very cool. Yeah, Reese was there until 9:30 last year. There you go. So, yeah, your kids are welcome. By all means, bring them along. I don't know if they want to see their favorite geeks shit-faced, because trust me, we'll be shit-faced by 9 or 9:30. I can tell you that right now. Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we're doing this at a bar. There's no getting away from this, right?
No, I mean, we're not fucking around. I know it's a light beer, but like, I'm going to drink a lot of it
by the time we get out of there. I mean,
which sucks, because I'm going to be a stormtrooper, and you can't pee in it. I got to take half of it off to pee. So I don't know.
I just realized. Oh my god, yeah,
it's terrible. Dude. I know it's awful. I don't know.
Wrong choice of costume.
I gotta have some sort of a bladder or some kind of a weird setup where I could just snake a hose out or something, so that I can just like swing it down my leg or so. I don't know. Maybe I'll just wear Depends that date and just let it go. You know. It's not my stormtrooper yet. It's Christina's. I don't think she's going to be too happy if I'm pissing in her suit. So I think we'll give that a miss. She did say though, she would offer to come into the bathroom with me to help me take the half of it that I have to take off to pee. So I think there's going to be a lot of like early pre-drinking. And then before I get into it, I'm just going to like piss every ounce I can and then just get into it and then just hope for the best. Like it's not.
And hope that after you've broken the seal, you're not going to need to go like 5 minutes later.
Like, what's the strategy? I don't have a strategy. Like, at some point in the evening, I'm going to have to take half of it off to pee. There's no question that's going to happen. So,
it'll be interesting to see you try to get out of a stormtrooper costume in a bar packed with people.
Half cut.
That's going to be.
You're nuts. I know.
Don't you have a built-in hose, says Jennifer.
What I'm saying. Like, I mean, I do, but, like...
It's just not long enough, Jen.
Half stormtrooper, half sweatpants. Yeah, that's what I'll... Well, that's the shit part. The armor piece that I would have to... I am not your handler this weekend. You are now. Need a flap. Yeah, guys, you can take this all up with Christina, who I think is in the chat. I don't know why... These New Hope stormtroopers, I know they're all like slaves to accuracy. I don't know why they didn't make sure. That was the one thing Christian Bale's gave Ben Affleck advice about being the new Batman. He's like, just make sure they make it so you can piss in it. I don't care what else you do. Just make sure they have it so you can pee in it. One can for
how
the rest of the night.
Drink it slow. No. Hold to the rest of the suit.
It's all of a piece. That's the problem.
What do you mean it's all a piece.
It's like from the shoulder all the way down to the bottom of the cod piece is all one piece.
Isn't it broken up in half in the middle?
No,
here?
It looks like it is, but it's not. It all goes on as a single piece and snaps up here, and then the shoulders snap in there or strap in there anyways.
Oh, Kiska fuck. So you literally have to take the whole armor off to be able to go to the bathroom?
Essentially, just not the legs and shit. But yeah, like the whole top half has to come off.
Oh, dude.
I know. Like if I, guys, trust me, if I could figure out a way to snake it out the side, it's long enough to do that. But then like I'm also wearing like foot. Hey. Listen, all right? I'll get it right out in this podcast. Don't tempt me, sir.
We are cosplayers. We're cosplayers. Of course we make things we can pee in.
I know, it's so stupid. I'm so dumb. I'm also wearing like a black Under Armour underneath. Like it's not like I'm not naked under it too, and I can just hang my dick out of it. Like it's a whole... It's a whole gosh.
You have
thing,
to be
guys.
Able to pull your pants down. Is the
What's
point?
That's what I'm
right?
saying, and I can't with it on. Yeah. I can't do that. I have to take the armor off. So
Jeff,
no, I'll do it. This is anything for the podcast. The 200th episode, Jeff gets his dick.
No, we don't need that. We don't need to get banned from YouTube on our 200th episode.
Forever.
Yeah, no. Not a requirement.
No, kids.
Not a requirement.
It's not a kid's show. But this is, by the way, if you ever wondered why we haven't submitted the show to Canadian Podcast Awards, this is why.
Well, you know, we should.
Nobody's going to want to listen to.
Oh, it doesn't matter. You know,
really getting into the gritty details is Victoria Brown.
if
this isn't the kind of entertainment you guys come here for.
Talking about his costume. I mean, what do you expect here,
Obi,
right?
Sounding really good right about now. Yeah. Yeah, I can piss an Obi, no problem. Here's the problem. The whole issue is I was fine doing Obi-Wan. Ivy was even thinking about doing Cobb Vanth. And then Christina, I love you. You're the best. But as soon as she had me put that armor on, I was like, well, now I'm screwed because now I have to have it. I want to wear it as much as I can. It's just so cool to wear. Like, it doesn't feel like any other costume I've ever worn. So,
no, because it feels like you're in the movie, right? Because it's so accurate.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to start cosplaying. Well, think about that decision now, Brian. We struggle for the art, my friend. That's what we do, right? So here's the problem. You're not meant to wear this for 9 hours. That's the thing, right? And drink beer the whole time, especially a light lemony beer. Yeah, dude, it's going to be a problem. I could piss an Obi, no problem. Jeff 2024, correct?
That needs to be a t-shirt now.
Wear a business suit and the helmet, business trooper. That's not a terrible idea. I could probably, let's be fair. I'm not going to still be in a stormtrooper at 9:30 at night. There's no fucking way. So what's likely going to happen is I'll wear it for the first half or three quarters of the day, and then I'll get out of it and I'll just try to hold it until then. And then, yeah, I'll still have the helmet and I'll have something on underneath. It may not be a business suit, but it'll be something, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That'll just be fun or whatever, but... Yeah, someone did that last year, suit with helmet. Yeah, I've seen a bunch of guys do that. That's what I mean. I don't know if it's exactly what I'll do, but I'll figure something out so that it'll still be something that, because you guys are right. It's not, I can't wear it for like that long.
I saw somebody on Instagram. They did their whole wedding party pictures with, they're all in suits and dresses, but they're all wearing like, I think all stormtroopers on one side and all like other helmets on the other side. Whatever it was. It was pretty funny.
That's cool.
Is there anything else we want to talk about for May the 4th? Any other specifics that we're going to be goings on? I don't think so.
Other support than the vendors, come out for trivia, check out the merch, buy raffle tickets, drink beer. Food, I think I mentioned before, there will be a food truck there. It's called Chow. It's very, very good. It's an Italian-themed food truck, but there is other... It's not just Italian food. Like there is pasta, don't get me wrong. But there's also like sandwiches and fries and poutine and all that kind of jazz. We've gone over the raffle prizes, selling tickets for that. We're going to be selling tickets for that all night long, I assume at the same price point that we did last year. Stick around to the end so that we can we let you know that you won the raffle. What else is there to talk about? That might be about it. We're going to be there. There's no hard... end time. I think they typically close around between 10 and 11 on a Saturday, but it's basically going to be like whenever they kick us out. Like even on their promo page, they said 3 p.m. till late. So we're just going to party like it's $29.99, right? Like it's going to be.
Yeah, I think they're not, they don't technically open till 1 a.m. because they're not technically a bar, they're a brewery, right? So right. I think they have a little bit of a different. As far as their permits and stuff is a little bit different way, but
there we go.
I think we'll.
So Sean is saying, we have just our helmets done, so we're going to be those people. Costumes are complete. Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, hey, that. Yeah, exactly. And their helmets are pretty fucking dope.
Yeah, they're dope.
I mean, yeah.
So good
job. Good job.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, and by the way, guys, if anybody's watching this and you don't have a Star Wars cosplay, don't not come because you're not in a Star Wars cosplay or even a Star Trek cosplay. We don't fucking care. Wear whatever the hell you want. Someone was giving grief to somebody like, oh, they didn't wear a Star Wars one last year. I don't goddamn well care.
Yeah,
who cares? Come in a onesie if you want to, for all I care, or come in like a completely different cosplay. Who gives a shit? Come out and have fun. That's what this whole event is supposed to be, is to have fun. So,
although I'm going to give Michael grief if he doesn't bring his...
Scout?
His scout trooper.
Yeah, he's got... I'm just not cosplaying because I just want to be comfy. Yeah, that's fine. Well, yeah, you're I saw your Star Wars cosplay. It looked comfy. At Toronto Comic Con. What was uncomfy about that?
You said, and I also don't have a Star Wars cosplay. What are you talking about?
You just wore one. What the fuck are you talking about? Didn't you wear a Sith at Toronto?
Yeah.
Are you drunk?
What are you smoking, Megan? Come on now.
And can he have some of that?
Yeah, okay, please, please.
Oh, yes, I'm sure there's going to be safety meetings too. So keep an eye out for
that. Oh, yes, there'll be plenty of safety meetings.
Plenty of safety meetings out in the park or
yeah,
whatever.
No,
so keep an eye on that. I want to pee for that. You couldn't pee in it? All right. Hey, I'm not shaming or griefing anybody. Where, like I said, wear whatever the hell you want. Just having packing scout now, bitches. There we go. Perfect. Closet cosplay. It's still a cosplay.
Yeah, who cares? That's the whole point of what we're doing here, right? Is just have fun.
Damn.
Right? Rob's like, safety meeting. Yep. So yeah, I think it's that
hell
time.
Hell yeah, safety meeting.
I think we're going to cut it off here.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Be there. Be square. Mm-hmm. Anytime after 3 p.m. for my vendors. Anytime after 10 a.m. I won't get there till 1 p.m. to kind of help you guys get set up or whatever you need. Just to be there on hand for any questions you guys have or any help that you might have. But otherwise, yeah, guys, come out and support it. You're supporting a great cause through Dad Club London and Ronald McDonald House Charities. If you're curious about Ronald McDonald House Charities, I suggest you do some Googling and look them up, do some research. Mm-hmm. One of the best charities on planet Earth. So
100%.
Getting yelled at here. Yeah, for very good reason. So many layers, so many straps. I saw the costume. It didn't look like it had either very many layers of straps, but I'll take your word for it. Just wear the fucking costume. Yeah, that's it. The hockey game starts in 15 minutes, so this worked out really, really well.
Well, there you go.
Go Bruins. Fuck the Leafs. Go May the 4th. I'll see you guys in 2 days. I'm going to see this guy in one day. I'll be supporting from afar. Y'all have a good time. Thanks, Victoria. Make sure you tune into the podcast so you can see what's going on. Yeah, same with you, Rob. Rob will not be joining us, unfortunately, but he'll be there in spirit.
But yeah, guys, check it out. If you can't come, check it out. We'll be on YouTube. Check out the podcast, you know? For sure. We're some regular old YouTubers now, right?
I use Ronald McDonald's twice for both my daughters. Yeah, it's an incredible charity. Like, and the vast majority of the funds that get donated get used for the charity, not like for the admin or the staff or whatever. Like,
yeah,
no, they're angels. God bless them. So, see you Saturday. Yes, Danny, absolutely. We'll see all you guys on Saturday. And yeah, if you can't be there, by all means. And by the way, guys, even if you can't be there, feel free to share it anyways and let people know that it's a thing that's happening. So,
yeah, 100%
support it. So, because it's going to be a good time. But otherwise, yeah. Let's wrap this guy up, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, guys, if you haven't already, please make sure you hit that like button. I mean, there's a bunch of you guys online live with us tonight. So I want to see a bunch of those likes. And again, click the subscribe button. It's completely free. Costs you nothing. If you click the notification bell, it'll let you know when we do go live on Saturday. So make sure you do that. Otherwise, I think that's going to be it. Jeff?
May the force be with you.
Oh, sorry. Wrong one.
May the fourth.
You're
the chosen one, Harry.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Geek Deek Podcast. Like always, if you prefer to listen to us, you can find us on all major podcast platforms. Now, make sure you don't forget to click that like and subscribe button, as well as the notification bell, to make sure you never miss an episode.